February 26th, 2001.
Good evening. Good evening. Since the last we met, I have been with you on many occasions, although you have mainly been unaware of it. I know that my words to you last time have given you much time to think about what is new in your ways. I hope, my dear friend, that as discussed last time, we can have some questions to clarify what I have told you and to place to one side the topic of these angel beings. So if I can leave it with my dear friend here, shall we begin to discuss what we have talked about?
Yes, we'll start with you, Mark. Do you have any questions on the angels?
I think I'm quite happy with the topic so far. Thank you.
I would just like to say to this dear friend that when he gives time to himself, his thinking is quite deep, and there comes to him in the very rare quiet moments that he has that understanding, slowly but surely, the understanding that is needed to go forward. But I have to say also, those time of quietness are not often enough.
Liz, you want to ask him a question? Would you like to think about it?
Yeah.
I want to be angel, and yes, sometimes I have hard time.
Yes.
It is difficult to
understand. Yes, I know what you are trying to say, my dear friend. When you come from different cultures, and there are many on this earthly planet, many teachings, many religions, many ways of thinking, you as children are given ways to follow which lie deeply within your subconscious minds. Therefore, for many, when a new awareness is given to you, it is more difficult to accept for some than others. This is what is happening with our dear friend. Because it is a topic not spoken of within her culture, it would be more difficult to accept. But that is not to say she will not come to the full awareness of all who surround her. It will come because she has an openness of mind which is seeking truth. Do you understand my words? If not, I am sure our good friend next to you will explain. May I leave that with you, please?
She must be searching, otherwise she wouldn't be able to check.
Yes.
George?
Well, looking at some of our literature, I have found that 7 named archangels,
yes,
including Gabriel, and I believe Gabriel is said to have given the Quran to Muhammad. Are you able to confirm this, that the Quran came about in that way,
yes,
from the angel?
Yes. That I have to tell you, my dear friends. Of course, Gabriel does exist. It is a name given to one of the higher beings of angels, as you fully know and understand. But as for giving the Quran, which is part of another religion, different from your own, I would have to say this is not so. It is not true. Why would an angel of such divinity give to one group of people? That is not their purpose. And especially not the angelic beings of the higher hierarchy. So I would say to you, my dear friends, that is not the complete truth. It may have been that the angels were close by at the time, but not one would have been singled out to present that book, that Quran, as you call it, to one set of people. After all, the task of these angelic beings is for all of this planet and not one group of people.
Yes, thank you.
Within their understanding or their thinking, they could have, if they had wanted to, brought forth from their minds and their thinking that the angel Gabriel had presented it to them. Can you see the power of thought coming into action in this case? Many things have been written in your world about what has happened in the past history of this planet. I would say to you, be careful that you do not accept everything as being the absolute truth.
Yes.
Mankind has the ability to fabricate and to make use of what is suitable for his own needs. May I put it to you that way?
Yes, thank you. That's interesting.
More questions?
Yes, I came across one reference to which simply said that an angel named Gabriel was in charge of what was described as the fifth heaven. Would angels be concerned with the heavens or astral planes?
Yes. I know what you are saying. Again, we are speaking of physical words. Of course, words such as fifth heaven are words that have been used for the people of the time. Of course, these angel beings, as I have told you, exist on a very different level from that of your earth plane. And of course, you know, my dear friends, that there are many planes of existence. The fifth heaven is just one statement of one plane of existence. And again, I say to you that these angelic beings are aware of many planes of existence because of their very nature and what they bring to the many planets of this universe. Try to widen your horizons. Try to see how these angelic beings work for the good of all, for truth, for expansion, and for that great creative force of which they are a part. Do not limit your thinking to this planet. Otherwise you will become laden down with minor teachings. Is that helpful to you?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Always I say to you, my dear friends, see the wider scheme of life, and you will not go wrong. That is what we are trying to achieve with you. That the expansion of your mind is what we are trying to achieve for you, to help you to think for yourselves spiritually, in order that spiritually you can cross those boundaries of physical thinking into the realms of spirit. Do you understand what I say to you?
I think actually I'm all right with the angels, but I just want to pick up on one thing that someone said, that in Esme's culture they don't have angels.
No, they think they do not have angels.
Yes.
Angelic beings cover this whole planet.
Yes.
Whether cultures or religions are aware of them or not.
Yes.
These angelic beings belong to no one religion.
Yes, that's what I was surprised at.
Yes.
Surely they perhaps know of angels, maybe in a different way.
In a different form.
Yes.
Of course, interpretation is everything, yes, as we have discussed often.
Yes.
Where we are limited from our world is in finding the correct words for so many areas of people with different viewpoints,
yes,
different upbringing, different cultures, different religions.
Yes. Yes.
This is the difficulty that we have.
So they may not even, if they were aware of the angels, they may not even see them with wings either.
Of course not. Their interpretation may be different.
Right.
But that matters not.
Yeah.
You cannot change what these angelic beings are.
No. Actually, that's good for us to not necessarily, we sort of picture, well, I do picture an angel as the angels that we've learned to yes, know, because it's better perhaps just not to picture them like that, to picture them more, just as a.
Let them come to you, mm-hmm, as they wish to show themselves to you.
Oh.
Remember, the form that you see, mm-hmm, is pure light.
Yes.
Try to imagine energy as pure light, and then perhaps your understanding will be easier.
Yes, yes.
It is so difficult for you, I know, when your thinking is so limited within these physical brains.
Mm-hmm.
But allow that thinking to expand into the spiritual aspects of life.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these questions that you have become so much clearer.
Thank you.
I found it difficult to imagine angels, but this last week I've gone to bed thinking about it, and I don't know whether it's my imagination, but I have slept so peacefully and woken up so fresh. I don't know whether that has anything to do with my thinking of angels.
But again, we come to the power of your thinking.
Mm.
Do you not see that the power of that thinking, which is peaceful, has created within the physical being,
mm-hmm,
peace and quietness?
Quiet, yeah. Yeah.
That is all it is. It is, again, the power of how you think.
I had a very peaceful week, actually. I had lots of drama lecture. But when I was getting to bed and put my head on the pillow, I just sort of played it off. It's been wonderful.
That is when we are close to you.
Thank you.
That is good that you feel that sense of peace surrounding you.
So?
This one is too far.
I did have one question for me. I was wondering whether the what scientists refer to as black holes were kind of like a counterpart to the sun. Because you were talking about the balance of light and dark, and the light angels of the sun being the highest.
Yes.
And coming from a planet of light, being light. And I wondered if the dark angels maybe came from a black hole.
Yes, it is a way of thinking, is it not? But I would have to say that although there is complete balance, please do give us a minute to deal with this. There is always balance within the universe, light and darkness that we have discussed. But remember, although we call them angels of darkness, they are angels of regeneration. So they therefore do not belong to the dark areas of the universe, but to a different planet. Is that quite clear to you?
Yeah.
Although we call them angels of darkness, they are but reflections of the angels of light. Yeah. That is what you must try to keep in your mind. And not to use the word darkness as something evil or not good.
Yeah.
Because I believe we have discussed their task within this whole universe.
Yeah.
Yes. Could I, again, looking at our literature, there's probably something that we've got entirely wrong, I don't know. But there seem to be quite a number of angels listed that are described as fallen angels. I think one named Ariel and one named Beelzebub are examples given. Can you say anything about that?
Yes, but of course there always is two sides, isn't there not? Again, we are speaking of light and darkness. Within the angelic beings there have been those. Remember, they have free will, as you do, although you are lesser beings, if I may put it that way. They also have a will that they may use for one way or another. And there have been in time those angels who have not lived up to what they have been given. But they are the angels not of the higher angel beings, but of, if I can put it for your understanding, the lesser angels.
Yes, I see.
Do you understand? The angels of the hierarchy, shall I say, that has never happened to them. They are pure light. They are pure love. They are here to help and to do the work of the truth that is around each one of you. Remember, I have told you there is a hierarchy, and I use that word only for understanding. And yes, there are those beings, angel beings, who have, as you like to call it, fallen. This is helpful to you. It is only a matter of their own free will.
So once they've fallen, then they're no longer angels. Would they ever be able to...
Of course they are still angels.
But they're lesser angels again.
They're lesser angels.
So they once belong... an angel, always an angel.
Well, yes, sir, they belong to that line of angelic beings. But as shall we... Let us take an example in this world of yours, where you have a group of men who all begin on the same level, who all have their own free will. Let us say, for example, that half of those men decide to live their life for good, but the other half decide to take another pathway. They do not change what they are, but they have taken a different pathway. To use the word fallen is rather a strange word, but it again is a word used for the time and for understanding of your language. Is this helpful to you?
I was thinking about all the other planets and stars that we can, some we can see and some we can't. A lot of them we thought as with no human beings on them, we think they're empty planets or no life, but really they're full of spiritual life, aren't they?
Of course. Not all inhabited, as you would imagine, of course not. But remember, there are many universes, many, many universes in the cosmos. Therefore, when you begin to imagine that this one universe, which amazes most of you because you cannot understand it, try to imagine then that this vast universe to which you belong is only but one drop in another ocean. Then your understanding will begin to grow a little more, and a little more, and a little more. This is what we are trying to achieve.
Yeah.
That mankind uses his spiritual knowledge and uses it for growth and truth and understanding. That he seeks that from which he came, step by step by step, but in understanding the other areas of living, of existence, then mankind begins to understand his place within the universe.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
If we have an angel from conception to our death, do they then continue with us or help us in once we go back to spirit?
They will return with you, but then they will leave you. Once you have returned to spirit, your awareness is already there. But they will stay with you in other lifetimes, if that is what the spirit intends to do. You always have, each one of you, a guardian angel. And again, these are angels on the lower scale of life. Do you understand?
Yes, I see.
Because they are able to come closer to this physical existence, but they cannot go where the higher angelic beings go, because they do not belong there. Can you see?
Yes.
Yeah. and you begin to understand that there is much difference within this range of angelic beings.
Do we, before we come back, do we get to know our guardian angel, or?
No.
No.
No. That is not necessary for you to know. Your awareness would be there when you return to spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But once the decision is made to return to a physical body, then all thoughts are erased.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you would all know who your guardian angels were, would you not?
Yes.
But you need to seek for them. Ask them to show themselves to you. Because that is possible, my dear friends. There is nothing difficult about coming to know that angel who walks every step with you in this lifetime and many others. That is their purpose. And it will bring no more greater joy to them than to know that you are aware of them. But again, I put the responsibility back to you and your spiritual growth.
I see. So you figure,
are you happy with what we have discussed? Or is there more? Because I would like to leave the angelic beings of this type to finish with any questions at this time. If you are unsure of any point, please let us discuss it.
I think we seem to be very well satisfied.
Yeah.
Thank you once again.
I will leave you, my dear friends. Let us, when we meet the next time, let us hope that again your thinking has enabled you to go just a little further in your understanding.
Thank you.
I leave you all, as ever, with great love.